创世纪。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Genesis.
创世纪从十二章一直到结束，主要在描写四个人。
And from Genesis chapter 12 up until the end, it describes four people.
就是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Which is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那这四个人呢，都是很有信心的。
And four of these people were great in faith.
但是如果我们仔细看呢，这四代的人呢，信心的表现呢，不太一样。
But if we look closely, then we'll realize that through these four generations, the way these people displayed their faith was different.
那神在带领他们的一生啊，也不太一样。
And the way God led their entire lives was also different.
那这个四代的人呢，有一个特色啊，就是漂泊啊，搬来搬去。
And one of the special characteristics of this time period or society is that people tend to move around.
那我们今天也是一样。
And it's the same for us today.
你看美国平均大概六七年就搬家一次。
Within the United States, it's on average that someone moves once every 6 to 7 years.
但是如果我们看这个世代的人他为什么搬家？原因不太一样。
But if we look at the people in society today, the reasons why they move around is a bit different.
第一代亚伯兰是因为神要叫他搬家。
So for the first generation, Abraham, it was because God told him to move.
要离开他的本地本族父家，到神指示他的地方。
To leave his own household, his clan, and his father's house to go into the promised land.
就是迦南地。
And this was the land of Canaan.
所以他就搬家了。
So Abraham moved.
那到他的儿子以撒。
And for his son Isaac.
以撒也想要搬家。
Isaac also wanted to move.
但是神叫他不要搬家。
But God told him not to move.
我们现在来看。创世纪的二十六章。
So let us look at Genesis chapter
26. 创世纪的二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar.
第二节。
Two, then the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt, live in the land of which I shall tell you.
这个第二十六章第一节讲以撒就搬到基拉尔去。
So in verse 1, it says that Isaac went to the land of Gerar.
他为什么要搬到基拉尔?
And why did he have to move to Gerar?
因为最后的目的就是要去埃及。
Because the end goal was to enter Egypt.
为什么要从迦南地搬到埃及?
So why did he have to move from Canaan to Egypt?
因为第一节讲这个地方又有饥荒。
In verse 1, it says there was a famine in the land.
所以人遇到饥荒要解决现实的生活问题最好的方法就是搬家。
So if someone encounters a famine, the most realistic and practical way to solve it is to move.
那为什么选择埃及地?
And why do you choose the land of Egypt?
因为埃及地丰收物产很丰富。
Because the harvest in Egypt was very great, and they had a great harvest.
那以撒从迦南地搬到埃及地，解决他生活的困难，这有什么不好？
So for Isaac to move from Canaan to Egypt in order to solve his life's problems, what are the consequences of this?
从神看起来这不好，所以神在这说你不要搬了。
From God's perspective, it was not good, so that is why God told him not to move.
所以有时候我们常常在想我很想搬家，但是我们想要搬家的原因都是我们看为是好的。
So sometimes we think that we really want to move, but oftentimes the reasons are based on what we think is right.
我们不晓得有多少次我们搬家，有试着从信仰来看。这个对我们跟神的关系会有什么影响？
How many times out of these times we have moved have we considered how this move will affect our faith and our relationship with God?
那如果我们很清楚神要我们住那个神所指示的地方是哪里，可能我们的决定就不太一样。
And if we are very clear on where exactly God has commanded us to move, then perhaps our decision would be different.
因为第二节讲啊，住在我所指示你的地。
Because in verse 2, the Lord said to live in the land of which I shall tell you.
那这一句话就是神对亚伯兰讲的。
So these words were spoken to God by, spoken from God to Abraham.
你要搬家，所以你可以住到我所指示你的地方。
You are to move so that I can bring you to the place I have commanded you to live in.
但是对以撒说，你不要搬你要住在我所指示你的地方。
But God was telling Isaac not to move so that he can go to the land of which God would tell him.
所以这个两代神指示那个地方是一样。
So for these two generations, the place that God had told them to go to was the same place.
就是迦南地。
Which was the land of Canaan.
神应许他们要成为大国的那个地。
God promised them that they would become a great nation in that land.
那后来雅各虽然跑到他拉班的家。
Then later, even though Jacob went to the house of Laban,
那神说我要带你回来这里。
God told him that I will bring you back to this place.
那一块神指示的地方。
And it's still the same place that God had promised.
那雅各后来在埃及死了。
And Jacob later died in Egypt.
他有一个遗愿，就是你要把我的骨头带回到迦南地去安葬。
And he had a last wish, which was to bring back his bones back to the land of Canaan.
那约瑟虽然在埃及当宰相。
So even though Joseph was a ruler in Egypt,
那圣经里面说他死了，停棺在埃及，到最后也是要把他搬到迦南地来安葬。
After Joseph died, it says that his body was kept in Egypt, but at the end, they had to bring his body also to the land of Canaan.
所以这个世代人虽然搬来搬去，搬来搬去，但就有一个地方他没有改变，就是他们要住在迦南地，死在迦南地，埋葬在迦南地。
So throughout these four generations, although there were many moves involved, at the end, the same location of the land of Canaan stayed the same, and they all lived in Canaan and died in Canaan and were buried in Canaan.
那后来虽然以色列百姓在埃及地后来要出埃及，到最后还是要回到迦南地。
And so even though the Israelites had left the land of Canaan, in the end, they actually came back to the land of Canaan.
那一块迦南地是什么？
And so what is this land of Canaan?
到新约时代，这一块迦南地就是神所应许给我们的地。
In the New Testament, it says that the land of Canaan is the land that God has promised us.
神应许给我们什么？
What has God promised us?
耶稣来传道的时候，天国近了。
When the Lord Jesus came to preach, he says the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那个天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
就是神应许要给我们的那一块地。
And it is the land that God has promised to give us.
那神的国以个人来讲就在我们的心里面。
And the kingdom of God to us personally is within our hearts.
神的国就是教会。
The kingdom of God is the church.
神的国到最后就是天国。
The kingdom of God at its finest is heaven.
所以我们做每一个决定。
So in our every decision,
到最后最重要一个考虑因素是什么？
At the end, what is the greatest thing we have to consider?
就是迦南地，神的国。
It is the land of Canaan and the kingdom of God.
我的决定会不会影响我得到神的国？
Will my decision affect whether I receive the kingdom of God?
我的决定会不会影响我在神的国教会里面的侍奉。
Will my decision affect my servitude in the kingdom of God and in the church?
这是两个加起来就等于我的决定到最后会不会影响我进天国。
And all of these added together will become in the end whether or not these decisions will allow us to enter into heaven.
有时候一个小小的决定后来就变成对一生有很大的影响。
Sometimes a very small choice will lead to a very great effect on your life.
所以他要搬到埃及地，神说不要你住在这里。
And so, God told Isaac God told Isaac not to live in the land of Egypt.
但是他的爸爸也遇到饥荒。
But his dad also encountered a famine.
亚伯兰遇到饥荒。
Abraham encountered a famine.
亚伯兰真的就搬到家啊埃及地去了。
And Abraham really moved to Egypt.
所以我们看这两代啊，对同一个困难，它有不同的解决方法。
So we see that for these two generations, they encountered the same problem, but they had different solutions.
但是他不到搬到啊埃及地去，那每一天的生活都很困难，怎么办呢？
So if they did not move to the land of Egypt, they would have a very hard life. So how would they deal with it?
我们看二十六章，创世纪二十六章。
Let us look at Genesis 26,
第三节
verse 3. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father.
好，这个地方讲啊，你寄居在这个地，我必与你同在，赐福给你啊，因为我要将这个地都赐给你跟你的后裔啊，我必坚定我向你父亲亚伯兰所起的誓啊。亚伯兰跟以撒、雅各啊，圣经里面说啊，神就是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
So in the Bible, it oftentimes records of the phrase "the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob."
哦，神是又真又活的神。
God is the true and the living God.
啊，真就是神对他们的应许不会改变。
True, meaning that the promise God has given them will never change.
活就是如果他们照着神的话去做，神一定对他们有一个回应。
And living means that if they follow according to the words of God, then God will for sure respond.
所以你在看亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟，他们的一生对神都有很清楚的体验。
So if we look through the lives of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, then we'll see that because they had a direct relationship with God, God had blessed their lives greatly.
为什么？因为神就是他们的神。
And why was that? It was because God was their God.
所以这里告诉他们说，你我要跟你同在。
So here God told Isaac that I will be with you.
我要赐福给你。
And bless you.
这两句话实在是一生最重要的。
So these two phrases are actually the most important in our lives.
所以我们在找工作都是想哪个地方工作配比较高，升迁机会比较大，工作的 security 比较好。
Oftentimes when we look for a job, we try to look for how much pay we will receive, what the opportunities for promotion are, and whether or not the job is secure.
但是我们看以撒没饥荒啊，饥荒就没东西吃啊。
But we see that for Isaac, in the midst of this famine, he would have no food.
但是神说你要住在这里。
But God told him to live here.
那我们今天生活的需要从哪里来？
So for us today, where do the needs of our lives come from?
从工作来的。
They come from our career and our work.
大家第一个考虑啊，哪一个工作收入能够比较高，哪一个工作工作的稳定性比较大，这是第一个考虑。
So usually our first consideration is which job gives us the most compensation and this, and also whether or not this job is secure.
但是如果我们能够找一个工作神喜欢的神会跟我们同在，神会祝福给我们，哇，这个超过一切的。
But if we are able to find a job that is favorable in God's eyes, then God will be able to bless us and guide us, and this surpasses everything else.
而且我们换了工作以后，对神的体验有可能会更活泼。
And after we have switched jobs, perhaps we will have an even better, greater experience of God.
所以有时候，神在我们心里的地位到底有多高，有多重要性，讲不出来。
So sometimes it's hard to use words to express how much we prioritize God in our hearts.
有时候我们也好像不知道。
And sometimes it seems like we're not sure either.
但其实很清楚。
But actually, it's very clear.
你在搬家，我们在找工作，你第一个考虑是什么？
When you are moving or when you are switching jobs, what is the thing that you are considering the highest?
我们第一个考虑就是最重要的。
The first thing you consider is the most important.
我们第一个考虑真的是这一块地吗？教会，我对教会的侍奉，对我信仰的影响，真的是第一个考虑吗？
is your first consideration really this promised land and really about serving the church?
哇，如果是真的这样哈，那下面就会实现了。神会跟我们同在，神会赐福给我们。
And if it really is so, then the next steps will be clear and that God will guide us and will be with us.
所以神要祝福给我们，但是啊，我们要照着神的心意去活。
So God wants to bless us, but we need to live according to the will of God.
因为我们如果愿意讨神喜欢，神怎么会让我们失望呢？
Because if we are willing to find favor in God's eyes, how can God disappoint us?
那要讨神喜欢，就是要了解神要我们怎么做。
And to find favor in God's eyes, we must understand what God wants us to do.
不只是我想怎么做。
And it's not just what I want to do.
这两个常常有很大的差别。
And these two things often have a great difference.
那神说我要跟你同在，我要赐福给你，但每一天的生活都很困难，那怎么办呢？
So here God tells Isaac that I will be with you and I will bless you. But Isaac's life every day is very difficult, so what could he do?
12节。
Let us look at verse 12.
创世纪26章12节。
Genesis 26 verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
那是3节。
13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
这个地方讲以撒在那地方耕种，那一年有100倍的收成。
So in verse 12 it says Isaac sowed in that land and he reaped in the same year a hundredfold.
100倍不是10倍。
It was not tenfold but a hundredfold.
本来这块地只能够收100倍，比方说这块地能够收100斤的米。
So we can take an example of a piece of land that could originally just produce around 100 pounds of grain.
那100倍哦，明年啊，这一块地收了10,000磅。
And after, if you make that 100-fold, then in the next year you will receive 10,000 pounds of grain.
那个差别是非常非常的大。
And this difference is very, very great.
为什么？因为神赐福给他。
And why is that? It is because God blessed him.
所以如果神真的跟我们同在，如果神真的要赐福给我们，连一块旱地也可以长出100倍。
So if God really is with us and if God really blesses us, then even a dry or parched land can produce 100-fold of grain.
真的，如果神要让我们赚钱，你会发现机会一直来，你不要出去，机会一直来。
And you will be able to realize that when God wants you to earn money, then you will be able to, all these opportunities will just automatically come to you.
所以我们这个13节，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大户。
So in verse 13, it says the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
所以他是怎么成为大户？
So how did Isaac prosper?
难道他真的是一直拼到晚上不睡觉，这样在成大户吗？
Was it that Isaac worked so hard throughout the entire night so that he could prosper?
难道他真的是找一个七天要工作，连一天休息都没有工作，所以成为大户吗？
Was it that Isaac worked a job that was 7 days a week and never stopped working and that is why he prospered?
不是的。
It wasn't that.
是那一块地有100倍收成。
But it was that land that had a hundredfold.
所以他是用同样的功夫去耕那一块地。
So Isaac sowed and reaped in that, Isaac worked that land with the same amount of effort.
但是会长一百倍，这个就是神的赐福。
But for the land to grow a hundredfold, this was the blessing of God.
所以有时候我们不要一直想说我在世界要拼到每天很累，来到教会都很累，也没有办法服侍神，我才能够拼出我人生的前途，不一定是这样的。
So, in our lives, we do not necessarily need to, work to our limits at work and come to church very tired, and then serve God when we are exhausted.
我要找一个工作六天要上班。
Or to find a job where we have to work for 6 days.
我要找一个工作，一天工作12个小时。
Or to find a job where we work 12 hours a day.
如果我们从圣经看起来，不一定要这样。
If we look from the Bible, we don't have to necessarily do this.
我们的工作要在神指示的那一块地，在神应许的这个国度里面 保守我们的信仰来侍奉神，用这个大原则来考虑。
So while we are choosing deciding between jobs, we need to consider whether or not this job will allow us to be kept within this kingdom of God.
那神要赐福给我们，你会发现很多的机会一直进来。
And when God begins to bless us, you will realize that there are many opportunities that will naturally come.
这个就是我们的体验。
And this is our experience.
那个地的人如果我们看十四节。
So if we look at verse 14. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him.
连非利士人都嫉妒他。
So even the Philistines envied him.
为什么？因为神赐福给他。
Why is that? It is because God blessed him.
所以以撒居住在基拉尔对神体验非常清楚。
So Isaac stayed in the land of Gerar, and because of that, God had a very clear blessing for him.
那在基拉尔，我们可以看以撒还有一件事情，蒙神祝福。
And in the land of Gerar, there was also a very clear blessing from God.
我们现在回来看创世纪二十六章。
Let us look at Genesis 26.
二十六章的十八节。
Chapter 26, verse 18. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them.
Okay, 19.
And also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. 20. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, The water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek because they quarreled with him.
这个地方讲啊，在基拉尔的时候啊，这个以撒就去挖井。
Here it says that while Isaac was in Gerar, they went to dug wells.
其实那个井本来是他爸爸亚伯兰挖出来的。
And before these wells were dug by his father Abraham.
结果当地的人就跟他相争把他占过去了。
But the people of that land took over those wells.
那我们仔细看当地人怎么看他们。
So we can look closely at how the people of the land viewed them.
我们看十六节。
If we look at verse 16. 16, and Abimelech said to Isaac, Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we.
这里讲你比我们强盛多。
Here it says that you are mightier than we.
所以在一般人，在当地的人看以撒是比较强盛，以撒已经变成富户。
So, and from the perspective of the people of that land, Isaac had become very prosperous.
但是当他挖井的时候，一群人就不讲理，又就要把他侵占。
But once Isaac started digging a well, there was a group of people who would just take the well over.
我们知道，在这个社会上有实力的人愿意让步是不简单的。
And we know that within today's society, for someone to be able to give in to someone else, this is not easy.
如果他有实力啊。
If they have power.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
但是以撒他不跟他争，你要就给你。
But Isaac did not quarrel with them, and he just gave them the wells.
那以撒有没有吃亏呢？
And did Isaac have any loss?
我们现在看，再继续看。创世纪二十六章。
So let us continue looking at Genesis 26.
二十二节。
Verse 22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
最后他挖到一口井叫做利和伯。
So at last, Isaac dug a well called Rehoboth.
利和伯就是宽阔之地。
And Rehoboth means spaciousness.
所以挖到一口非常好的一口井。
So they dug a very good well.
所以二十二节讲他们不为这个井争竞。
So in verse 22 it says that they did not quarrel over it.
所以我们在他的爸爸亚伯兰里面也看出来。
And we can see this also in his father Abraham.
罗德选择最好的。
Where Lot chose the best land.
选择当时的索多玛。
He chose the land of Sodom.
最好的一块地。
which was the best piece of land.
啊，那次好的留给亚伯兰。
And the second best he gave to Abraham.
亚伯兰让步啊，只要能够平和平就好了。
And Abraham gave in to Isaac, oh, sorry, to Lot, because as long as they could have peace, it was okay.
啊，等到罗德搬走。
But until Lot, but when Lot moved away,
那神就向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
你起来看，你看到的，哦，我都要给你。
He says, everything that you see, I will give to you.
哦，神就赐福给他。
So God blessed him.
哦，所以这个爸爸让小孩子看到，真的啊，我们人愿意让步，维持和睦，哦，会从神得到更大的祝福。
So when our Heavenly Father sees that His children are willing to give in to each other for the sake of peace, then He will bless us.
那这个就是我们生活的信心。
And this is the peace, the faith that we have in our life.
我们很在意我们怎么做，神会高兴。
We are very conscious of what we do that will favor God.
啊，那如果啊让步，人跟人会和睦啊，神会喜乐，感谢神，这个是得福的机会。
And if we are willing to give in to each other for the sake of peace, then this will find favor in God's eyes.
哦哦，所以啊，这个第二代从第一代学习到了啊这个优点。
So this was the positive characteristic that the second generation learned from the first generation.
好，那我们接下来回来看啊，《创世纪》的二十六章。
Let us look at Genesis 26.
好，创世纪的二十六章。
Genesis 26.
好，二十六章的二十三节。
Genesis 26 verse 23.
好，请。
Then he went up from there to Beersheba.
二十四节。
24, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.
好，我们再看二十五节。
Let us continue reading verse 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well.
好，这个地方啊，神第二次对以撒讲啊，我要与你同在，赐福给你。
So here the Lord told Isaac again that I will be with you and I will bless you.
我们人生如果神对我们讲这一句话，就心满意足了。
If in our lives God tells us these words, then we will be fully content.
神就是我们的父亲啊。
Because God is our Father.
他是万有的神。
He is the God of all.
他是丰盛的。
And he is full.
所以当神说我要跟你同在。
So when God tells him that I will be with you,
我要赐福给你,
and I will bless you,
那我一生就无忧无虑了。
If God tells us that, then our lives will be free of any worry.
所以在我们的生活当中，怎么讨神喜欢，让神跟我们同在，实在是最重要的一件事情。
So within our lives, how we can find the favor of God is actually the most important problem.
只要神喜欢，我们都可以做。
If we have the favor of God, then we can do anything.
哦，那只要神不喜欢，我们很想做也不要做。
But if God does not like us to like us doing that, then we will not do that.
好，那以撒搬到别示巴，他做三件事情。
So once Isaac moved to Beersheba, he did three things.
就是二十五节。
In verse 25.
第一个挖了一口井，第一个筑了一座坛。
First, he built an altar
求靠神的名,
to call on the name of the Lord.
第二个, 支搭帐篷。
Second, he pitched his tent.
第三个, 挖一口井。
And third, he dug a well.
这个就是我们生活的三个内容。
And so these are the three aspects of our life.
有的人全家投进去做生意。
So for some families, they devote their entire lives into their business.
没有家庭生活。
And they have no family life.
回家就是睡觉。
When they go home, they just sleep.
除了睡觉就是说做生意。
And if they're not sleeping, then they're running their business.
这跟圣经讲的不太一样。
But this is a bit different from what the Bible says.
圣经讲这里讲要支搭帐篷。
The Bible says that you have to pitch your tent.
那当时的游牧民族搬来搬去帐篷就是他住的地方。
And for the people who were traveling at the time, their tent was where their house was.
哦，这个就是家他的家庭生活。
This was their family life.
哦，但是在这个家庭生活之前
，But before this family life,
把筑一座坛，求告神的名。
They built an altar. He built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord.
亚伯拉罕也是一样，每一次搬到哪个地方，第一件事情就是筑坛。
And Abraham was the same way. Every time he moved somewhere, the first thing he did was to build an altar.
然后献祭。
And to offer a sacrifice.
这个已经变成他人生的一个，好像那个电脑的 program 已经定在头脑里面。
And it's become like a computer program that has been stuck in his head.
哦，所以我们的信仰要一直操练，一直操练，操练到最后，这个信仰变成我们生活很自然的一部分。
So we need to consistently train ourselves so that until the point where our faith becomes a very natural part of our lives.
到礼拜五太阳下山，这个就是聚会时间。
Up until starting from Friday night, this becomes the time where we worship God.
那你一这样一直操练，操练到最后哈，礼拜五晚上你不会跑到哪里去，因为这个是聚会时间。
And when you continue training yourself in this way, then in the future, on Friday nights, you will fully devote yourself to coming to church because this is your habit.
那礼拜六就是神分别为圣的日子。
And Saturdays are the day that God has set as holy.
一直去遵守安息圣日，到最后这个是变成你生命生活的一部分。
And once you continually come to Sabbath services, then this becomes a natural part of your life.
所以这里讲他搬到别示巴，第一件事情就是筑坛献祭，求告神的名。
So here it says that when Isaac first moved to Beersheba, the first thing he did was to build an altar to the Lord.
这个就是跟神的关系啊。
And this is his relationship with God.
那我们仔细看到这个三个生活跟神创造亚当在伊甸园是一样的。
And if we look at this closely, we can see that this type of life is very similar to the life of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
神住在伊甸园里面啊，天天走来走去啊，亚当跟夏娃天天就看到神了。
Every day God would walk in the midst of the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve would see God every day.
因为伊甸园里面没有罪啊，所以跟神的关系很好。
Because within the Garden of Eden there was no sin, so their relationship with God was very good.
看到神的荣光，听神讲话。
They could see the glory of God and they could speak with God.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And God's word is spirit and truth.
所以那一种满足，我们现在地上没有啊。
So that type of satisfaction can't be found on earth today.
这个是最大的满足啊。
This is the greatest form of satisfaction.
所以伊甸园的第一个关系，最重要的关系就是亚当跟神的关系。
So the very first relationship established in the Garden of Eden and the most important is the relationship between God and Adam.
那我们现在已经在伊甸园外面。
So now we have become part of the outside of the Garden of Eden.
所以从神来那种满足非常少。
And so it's very rare to have that fulfillment from God.
因此我们人就会跑去追求物质。
And because of this, it's easy for us to start looking for material things.
因为物质是看得见的。
Because material things are visible.
物质的满足是最容易追求的。
And the fulfillment satisfaction we get from material things is the easiest to attain.
但是这个物质的满足只是在外表的，没有办法进到心。
But this physical satisfaction is only on the outside, and it cannot fulfill our hearts.
所以东西很多，但是内心很空虚。
So you may have a lot of things, but your heart is empty.
什么都是新的，但是内心还是很空虚。
Everything is new, but yet your heart is very empty.
为什么？因为那个外面的东西进不到心里面。
And why is that? It is because everything on the outside cannot enter into your heart.
那什么能够进到心里面？
But what can enter into your heart?
就是神能够充满我们的心。
It is God who can fulfill our hearts.
所以当我们看亚当在伊甸园有神同在。
So when we see Adam in the Garden of Eden, he had the abundance of God.
这个心已经被神充满。
And this heart was filled with God.
再来就是他跟夏娃的关系。
And then was his relationship with Eve.
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He was, she was the bones of his bones and the flesh of his flesh.
这个就是夫妻的关系。
And this was the relationship between husband and wife.
演变成了一个家庭的关系。
And then it became a family relationship.
这变成两代的关系，兄弟姐妹的关系。
Then it became relationships between generations and also between siblings.
所以一个家庭如果非常的和睦。
So if a family is very united,
回家是一种享受。
Then returning home is an enjoyment.
那有从神来的满足，有从家庭里面来的满足，我们对物质就需求就不是这么高。
And if we have the satisfaction from God and satisfaction from our families, then the need that we have for physical things won't be as great anymore.
但是如果那个两个都没有,
But if we do not, we have neither of those things.
或者很少,
Or we only have a little bit of those things.
我们就很容易追求世界上跟大家一样。
Then it's really easy for us to pursue after the things of earth, just like everyone else.
我们以为幸福就是拥有更多的东西。
Because we might think that having that being more blessed in your life is to have more things.
其实我们回到以撒搬到别示巴。
But if we turn back to looking at Isaac and Beersheba,
第一个建立跟神的关系。
First, he established his relationship with God.
筑一座坛，求告神的名。
And he built an altar to call upon the name of the Lord.
这是第一个最重要。
This was the most important.
然后第二个。
Then the second.
支搭帐篷。
He pitched his tent.
家庭生活。
This was his family life.
那第三个。
And third.
挖一口井。
He dug a well.
因为当时是牧羊的时代。
Because that was the time period of shepherds.
所以羊要吃水啊，要挖一口井啊，喂羊啊。
So the sheep need to drink water, and so they need a well.
这个变成是第三个生活的内容。
So this became the third aspect of his life.
所以我们在以撒的生活里面，我们可以看到我们信仰的优先顺序。
So in Isaac's life, we can see the priorities we should have in our faith.
神、家庭、事业。
It's God, then family, then our career.
这也是在伊甸园里面我们可以看得出来的次序。
And this is also the order and the priorities we can see reflected in the Garden of Eden.
所以在这个社会里面所以社会有社会的潮流。
So in the society, there are its own trends and cultures.
社会有社会的传统。
Society has its own cultures and traditions.
我们在这个社会里面要回到古道。来建立我们的生活。
But in the society, we need to return to the old ways to to follow these old saints.
那我们的生活就能够蒙神同在，蒙神祝福。
So that our lives can have the abidance of God and also the blessings of God.
这个就是我们在学习古圣徒的信仰可以让我们学习到在实际生活要怎么应用。
And this is the way we can learn from the ancient saints to see how we can apply those in our own faith.
好，我们来唱诗。
So let us sing hymn.
好，354首。
Let us sing hymn 354.